This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is D'Lo and KC on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
Sky River Casino is the place to play with the newest slot machines, 80 table games, 18 different bars and restaurants, the Humidor, SR Prime, Dragon Bowl. No matter what you're looking for. And D'Lo and KC, we're going to be there at 32 Brew Street coming up. I think it's November 17th. It's definitely a Monday night. It is November 17th, Monday night. It's the Cowboys and the Raiders. Raiders who got a win and didn't get a single bit of attention from us because, well, they were playing arguably the worst team in football, who fired their coach the next day.
Good job. Good effort.
The loss to the Raiders was so egregious, they said, we can't take this anymore.
We've seen enough.
We have seen enough. So sky is the limit at Sky River Casino.
Raiders, real quick, with the Raiders, can they build on this?
No, I don't think so. No.
I don't think so either. That Colts game was jarring for me. That was tough.
The 40-6. That was pretty bad.
That was tough. They also play the Chiefs on on Sunday. So
they had. So this is the Raiders' schedule. They have the Chiefs in Week 7. Then they have the bye week. Their bye week, I should say. Then they got Jacksonville, Denver, Dallas. They have Cleveland after that.
Come on.
Chargers, Broncos, Eagles, and then they end with Texans, Giants.
Hey, I don't think it's really going to play out this way, but we might be looking at one more win for them this year.
Yeah.
Are they going to be
a four-win football team is very likely.
Are they going to be – is Kyle in there? Oh, yeah, Kyle. Are the Raiders going to be less than a field goal – underdog in any of the remaining games?
What were they?
Outside of the Browns.
I was going to say Cleveland and maybe Houston. We're looking at the Raiders' remaining schedule. They have the Chiefs coming up this week, the Jaguars, Broncos, Cowboys, Browns, Chargers, Broncos again, Eagles, Texans, Giants, Chiefs. The question is, will they be less than a field goal underdog in any of those games? Cleveland, I think the answer is yes. Houston's week 16, we'll have to see what they look like. New York is week 17, we'll have to see what they look like. But other than that, I think the definitively no.
The Giants, Browns for sure. Giants sticks out depending on what, like you said, that's week 17.
They could be cooking by then.
They might be really good by then. Mm-hmm. Not really good, but like.
Yeah, good. Yeah, enough. Like, I see.
They might be
it.
Favored in that game.
Sure.
The other one I'm looking at is Broncos Raiders December 7 in Vegas.
Okay.
That might be a Broncos minus 2.5 or 3 type of game.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Depending on how Denver has looked.
You're not buying the Broncos.
I don't know if I'm buying the Broncos as a team that's going to be favored by a ton of points at any point this season.
I think
the Broncos are good. Like,
they did
I think
score
they should
13
be favored.
The other day.
Yeah, they beat the Jets 13 yeah. to 11.
Yeah. Now there were circumstances to that game. It was overseas, no?
No, sure.
I feel like that matters.
Okay.
Have they?
Overseas football is a lot more difficult than American football. We all know that.
Have they been favored? Or excuse me, not favored. Have they been overseas already? Did they play the
Broncos?
Yeah.
No.
I don't think so. Let's bring in Jason Jones because that smirk on his face is ear to ear.
I'm so excited
look,
for this.
Look at my
I'm
man
so
right here.
I'm so excited for this.
He's got. Hey, we were just talking. Yeah, you look good.
We up, Kenny. We up.
Don't, and look.
We
this,
up.
Hey, man. This ain't the week, man. This ain't the week.
We up.
I done lost my boy Fred Warner. This ain't the week, man. I'm not playing with you this week,
man.
Dog.
We up. We're talking baseball. We up, man. That Blake Snell's pretty good, man.
Turncoat. Nobody doing nothing with him. The Giants bring him off the scrap heap, and then he has a good year, throws a no-hitter, and then he want to leave and join the easy bus.
The easy? I mean, why didn't the Giants keep him?
Hey, man. Don't worry about what the Giants got going on, man.
Jason, he's not handling any of this very well.
I can tell. I mean, like – he ain't even responding to me on Twitter. I mean, I was in Vegas. I tried to get, you know, I was going to go by the Raiders shop and get him something. He wouldn't text me back.
Wait, did you go to that game the other day?
Yeah, I went to the game, yeah.
Did you go to the one that you knew they could win?
I happened to be out there anyway, and I was like, I'm probably not going to spend money to come back out here when they're like 2-10 or something crazy.
Was it?
And I also figured I was already there. The chances of a Titans takeover were not nearly as good as, say, a KC, any other takeover.
That's a good call.
Oh, yeah. They're 2-0 when I attend games in Vegas, so maybe the Raiders just have me at games all the time.
Was it easy to get tickets? Like, good price? Solid price?
It was all right, you know. It wasn't like it was $40 and nothing, you know, but, hey, it was cool, you know. They definitely. I think especially this time of year, the tickets are not going to like really take a dip until you know it gets really bad. You know, and my God, the Tennessee Titans are a very bad football team.
Yeah, they are awful, as evidenced by their moves yesterday.
they're like we lost to the Raiders. Somebody's getting fired for this.
Well, we were just looking at their schedule right before you joined us, Jay, and like. We weren't even trying to figure out games they could win. We were trying to figure out games that the Raiders might be less than a field goal underdog. And we only came up with Cleveland. We wondered about the second Broncos game and maybe the second to last week of the Giants, but not even confident in that selection either.
Yeah. I mean, hey, it is what it is.
But you got the Dodgers, baby. You got the Dodgers.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
They're
going to
distract. You know, that's the focus right now for Kenny and myself,
bro,
focused on the Dodgers.
Hey, why are we even talking? Baseball not even popping in America right now. Why are we talking baseball? Why?
Baseball has been very good to me.
Man, ain't nobody worried about baseball. Baseball's behind like table tennis, man. Ain't nobody worried about the ratings take a dip when we start talking baseball, man. Let's not talk about baseball.
We're in a baseball.
We talk Giants baseball, yeah, because they don't have a game anytime soon.
Yeah, Giants.
When do pitchers and catchers report again?
What that got to do with anything? What that got to do with anything?
If you plan to be a Giants fan, that's like your most. Oh, you need a manager first. Never mind.
Are you done? Are you finished?
No, not even close.
Blake Snell was impressive last night, though.
I'm sitting there going, "Wow, a team had this guy and let him walk."
Why did he keep getting away with it too? Why did Dave Roberts take him out?
I have no idea.
I don't know. Dave Roberts.
He shouldn't even brought in training. Hey,
your coach is weird, bro. Your manager is weird.
I would have made them. I mean, they were in the eighth. They weren't touching him. I would have made them hit. They would have had to have knocked him out the game. I wouldn't have taken him out.
It's crazy. And then he brought Trinan in there for whatever reason with two outs.
Oh, God. I was just like, I said,
this guy's Dave got a 6-run like, ERA.
Dave just wants like my head to explode. Like, I'm like, let Sasaki. I'm like, you're going to who? I was like, man, do you just hate me, Dave? Like, Dave, do you hate me?
Well, like I said, that guy from the Brewers. Yeah, you need to take that 97 off the kneecap, big dog. We need that run.
My man said, My man jumped back. So
take that 97 off the kneecap, big dog. We got wheelchairs in here.
That's okay, though, man. You know, as we can say, Kenny, we're up 1-0.
Stop putting me in this nonsense.
We got home field, you know. We're going to try to get two in Milwaukee, try to get another one tonight, man. We're feeling good about this. You know, Yamamoto. You know,
hey, man, shout out to the Mariners. Shout out to the Mariners. Shout out to my boy Cal Raleigh. Shout out to my boy Julio Rodriguez. They're going to have to do the Lord's work.
Wow. I mean, that was funny. Every time a Giants fan roots for the other team, the Dodgers just keep winning. So keep it up. Why don't you wear a Brewers hat tomorrow? Just wear Brewer stuff all week.
Once again, are you finished?
No, we'll never be finished.
What were you doing in Las Vegas, Jay?
I had a frat meeting out that way.
Oh,
so.
Of course.
Oh my goodness.
There was only one of two possibilities. He's working on a story, or he had a meeting with his crew.
Them boys is in Vegas. Oh man, I'm just glad to see you today, man.
I was chilling, man. Hung out with friends, smoked a couple cigars, had a few drinks, watched the Raiders. Nothing too crazy.
Mm. Did you see any signs, any kind of coming soon for the A Stadium? I saw they had some new renderings out.
Like, I ain't seen nothing. I mean, if you just go off of like the vibe, that might be the most least anticipated move ever. Like, does anyone even care?
No.
I mean, I can't. You know, I don't remember seeing anyone any A's related stuff in Vegas. It pains me because if any team should have stayed in Oakland, it was the A's. Like, I spent a lot of time at that Coliseum going to A's games when I was in college. They have like those little $5 like Wednesdays and all that. The A's kind of became like my backup team. Like, you know, I'd go there and, you know, that'd be kind of like my getaway time. You know, it was always a great time at the, you know, because even being at the Raider game, it was like you missed that Oakland Stadium experience. It's like I didn't even have a contact high in Vegas going to the game. It was like a very sanitized and feeling, you know, you know, even for baseball, whatever it is in Oakland, it was an experience. And that was kind of like, and I can't imagine how like unseasoned A's baseball would be in Vegas.
Like, and how are you like with all of the other things to do in Vegas, how are you going to convince people to go to baseball games? Like, yeah, you're relying on like Henderson to drive, like, right. Like the
that's
like,
got to be a local product.
Yeah.
I just don't see what the, you know, I don't see how it's gonna, you know, I don't see what the draw is gonna be. I mean, like, unless somehow you're gonna convince me that ownership is gonna start spending money on players and having like a product people want to see. I mean, the one thing about the teams they have there, even with the Raiders being that good, you don't question whether or not they're at least trying to win. Moving a team that hasn't tried to win in years to a new city is crazy to me. I'm like, what are you getting them excited for? Hey, guess what? We have some great players who won't be on the team in 3 years. I mean, I don't know. The only other move to me that was as shameful as this one was taking the Sonics from Seattle. It's next year they're going to put Sacramento in the jerseys now? Like, what they thought that we didn't know where they were playing last year or this year?
Well, they're doing that because they're pandering to the city that they alienated this year, who didn't show up the way that they wanted them to because said team alienated them. Then you have the six games in Las Vegas. And like, that's like, what is the, I'm very anxious to see what that looks like. Like, Rob Manfred sucks. Yeah. He is the worst commissioner in sports.
Yeah.
But imagine even for him, this is bad.
Yeah. Imagine moving to a city and refusing to put that city's name on anything you do.
And that was and that was I talk about this all the time. That was baseball's. That was Major League Baseball's call. Rob Manfred allowed that. He allowed scoreboards to say athletics.
You watch the ticker. It's like a city, and it's like, that's so dumb.
Yep, that's right.
Like we don't know where they're at.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Even with all that said, Jason, maybe I'm jaded, but all the money behind Major League Baseball and getting there makes me believe that they'll get there. They'll get to Las Vegas because everything they've done along the way, waiving relocation fees, just pushing this thing through, says the people who make the decisions and the money makers want that to happen. So it'll happen. Do you think they get to Vegas? The A's.
I think by hook or by crook they do. I think if Major League Baseball cared about, you know, and they would have kept them in Oakland somehow. You know, and so to even allow this whole to allow them to play in Sacramento means that they really want to let them get there. I mean, It's to me, it's such a bad look for baseball. It's a terrible look, you know, and it's embarrassing on multiple levels. Like I said, with the networks agreeing to not refer to them as Sacramento, like that just tells you that this is bigger than just the city of Oakland or Sacramento. Mm-hmm. Whatever reason, Major League Baseball is determined to help Fisher get where he wants to be. And even if Vegas doesn't really want them, they're going to somehow. I don't like it at all. I really don't like it at all. Like I said, you know, this is someone who had an affinity for going to A's games. I love the environment of the A's games. like I said, it's going to be some, you know, some unseasoned baseball in Vegas. Some just like, just some, I don't think about games in every Oakland sport. The games had a personality. And I think if any sport needs that in Vegas, is going to be baseball. And I just don't see how you get it. I don't know what they do. Short of winning a World Series, but I don't think, you know, that would require ownership to try.
Well, you guys think the team's going to be good next year? Or
I do. Better. I think they're going to be good next year. I think they're going to go into Vegas with a good team. I do think they're – because – and this was always my thought, right? I think John Fisher is a snake oil salesman.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't become that by just – being bad all the time or showing that you're bad all the time. There's people you got to trick. You got to fool them. And I think the Nick Kurtz,
very good,
the Lawrence Butlers, the Brookers, you know, those guys that they have and they're bringing up, and then the young guy that they got in the Padres deal, I think all those guys are going to be there for the first year or so when they're going into Vegas. So you can say, no, it's different now. Like, we're keeping the guys now. Look at this young talent that we have. Sign up for season tickets. Come to the game. All this other stuff. Once they're established, quote unquote established, in Las Vegas, they'll go back to who they are. But I think the last couple of years here in Sacramento, leading into Las Vegas, I think he's going to keep those guys around. And he's going to kind of – he doesn't have to pay him right now, but he's going to pay these guys and they'll be around. He won't start giving off people until they've been in Vegas for 2 or 3 years. And then he'll get back to who he is.
Get him in the door. By the way, then they'll have advertisements in a couple of years later. Come see X team. Come see the Yankees. Come see the.
Yeah, that's exactly how it's going down. So,
yeah.
So all of the Las Vegas teams, except for the Aces and Golden Knights, are come see the opponent.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's
pretty much. Strategy. I mean, unless the Raiders are playing like the Jaguars or someone like that, you know. And I think, you know, I know people out there who have season tickets or whatever. You know, it's because it's the Raiders and because they're still near LA and it's an hour flight from Oakland, they still get a decent amount of support. It's just that some of those games, I mean, hey, there's people probably who have never. I mean, I kind of jaded being from the West Coast. There's a lot of people across the country who have never been to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like their chance to go to Vegas. And So I think the Raiders are kind of in the middle. Like, you know, they're going to have their draw, but they're also going to have a lot of season ticket holders who say, you know what, I'm going to sell this $200 ticket for $500 and stay home and watch them lose in front of my big screen TV. Yeah. But the Aces run that town and the Knights. And then, you know, I think the Raiders, NFL is what's going to be the NFL. I wonder how, you know, the A's are going to fit in that mix.
I want to change the subject to your most recent story because I find it fascinating. But I just stumbled across something that I hadn't computed. I just don't pay close enough attention, I guess. Do you know that Mark Cuban has sent 160 tweets about the Steve Ballmer?
Very bizarre.
That is insane. Very 100 bizarre. And we know his tweets aren't 140 characters or 280 characters.
He's written a book.
He's sending novels.
He's written a book.
I'm sorry. My bad. I should have read the rest of this. 160 tweets totaling 17,000 words.
Come on, man. Did you see him on Pablo? Did you watch that yet?
No. Again?
Yeah, it's out.
Oh,
yeah.
So that's what I'm looking at right now. It's on.
Man, that
right
is
here.
Crazy. If the homie M. Grads on Twitter said he must be caping Carl, I'm paraphrasing, because he don't want us to know why Dirk took a discount.
So I guess Pablo asked him. I guess Pablo asked him, like, hey, explain this Dirk deal the last few years of his career. And I was pulling up Jason's article, not this.
Yeah, it came out this morning. It came out this morning, him and Pablo.
That question was asked, and he denies that there was any, like, trickery with it.
All right, sir.
Who knows? But, yeah, his cape for Steve Ballmer has been just the most one of the most intriguing, dumbfounding, weird parts of this whole story. It's like, I'm like, man, does this man have pictures of you somewhere? Like, why are you running to his defense? So, we're not really like close friends or nothing, but I just know Steve would never. And chill, Mark. Like, chill. Like, he looks more guilty than Ballmer.
Oh, it's like, crazy. It's it crazy. Does.
I'm just like, yeah, it's like, it's almost like when I'm trying to give an example, like, you know, you got a homie who might be stepping out on his lady. And so when something happened, you run and tell about what a great, you know, person he is. And like, dude, no one even asked you. And he's like, man, I'm telling you, man, he's a great dad, a great husband. Like, dude, chill. Were you with him or something? Why are you so invested in his innocence?
Invested in his innocence. That's terrific.
Yeah, because you know when one homie gets taken down, you all got to band together. Mm-hmm. Because then you start getting questions like, did you know, girl?
Girl, you know, no.
Girl, I don't even hang out with him like that. I'm shocked, too.
I mean we cool.
I don't know him like that. Cool. Yeah, I mean, he cool, but I don't
really know. We don't even talk like that, really. We in the same fantasy football league. That's really about it.
Yeah.
I'm appalled at what he was up to.
Baby, you know he's a Cowboy fan. We don't even talk like that. He's a Cowboy fan.
Yeah, I mean.
I just know of him.
Like, I know him, but I don't really know him. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, I did. You know, be like, yeah, I did a show. We went to the movies one time, but we just happened to be there. It wasn't like we went to like,
no, man. I love black people when they repeat what they said to get their point across. Mm-hmm. I know him, but I don't know him. Mm-hmm. Oh, I get it. I understand. Yeah, yeah.
Like that, you know. You know, I say what's up to him, you know, but you know, it ain't like we be talking.
We ain't got no beef for nothing. We just ain't like that.
Yeah. I mean, and that's really the vibe that Cuban's giving off. Like, hold up. Before you say one more bad thing about Steve, let's check it. My favorite thing is this whole thing of, well, Pablo, why are you doing this? What are you gaining? Why are you doing this? I'm like, I don't care, Pablo. Keep it going.
Yeah. I mean, he can do whatever he wants. It's just.
I mean, it don't hurt me none at all. Yeah. I'm just, you know, but if there's something there, the next thing becomes, how do you exactly punish the Clippers?
Yeah, there was an article, I think, in your publication recently where the overwhelming belief around the league is they're not going to get punished.
I don't either. I have no reason to think there's going to be some type of super, you know, like they're going to, somebody said, what if they void Kawhi's contract? Like that, I just don't see a scenario where that happens.
They're going to void his contract in February?
I'm just going to do. Okay, you've played, you know, you've been playing since the fall. Now you're a free agent at the All-Star break?
Yeah, like, come on, man. It's honestly, hey, shout out to Pablo and all of his great work. This story's just going to come and go.
Like I said, he can do whatever he wants, but at this point, the thing that was getting me was the little trickling out of store, like every other week. Just put what you got. Now I understand he's got a brand, he's got a business. Yeah, that's what you do. You keep people coming back that way. But I had gotten to the point where I was like, just wake me when it's.
Well, I think he was getting new information as the thing went along. I just don't think any of it was like, all right. When he started tweeting about donations, I was like, all right, man, I'm good. I jumped the shark. I'm out.
Yeah, I don't think the NBA has any gains anything by putting, you know, can come to a conclusion right now, because then it becomes, okay, what are you going to do about it? I mean, hypothetically, would anyone be shocked if there's a conclusion like in June?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I mean, would that be a shock? I mean, somebody said they're not going to lose the All-Star game. They're not doing any of that.
You know what they'll do? And this is slick. This will be good. They'll announce that the Clippers aren't being punished on the day LeBron announces next year is his last year. They'll have the press release ready and everything. It's like, LeBron did what? Hey, get that press release out. Get it out.
In another news, the Clippers and like they'll announce it the day that like Chris Paul announces his retirement too, and there'll be like 8 different things going on. They'll try to just, you know, send out a little NBA.com message and let it go.
If LeBron is playing anywhere but, should the last game of his career be in Cleveland, Or should it be a home game for whatever team he plays
for? I think it should be a home game. I can't imagine if he's a Laker, the league having a final home game, a final road game all the way in Cleveland. I just can't, you know. Mm-hmm. But I think that would be a dope way to do it, though.
Yeah.
I feel like it'd be bigger in Cleveland than LA.
LA, they'd be selling tickets and stuff, but it's not the same.
Or maybe game 81 is in Cleveland, game 82 is at home.
I'd rather have game 81 because I love the King. He's never going to have – no one is ever going to have the moment Kobe did.
Yeah.
So do something different and go to Cleveland.
Yeah, but I think in terms – if you're the Lakers, you're going to be like, no, he plays for us. We want that money for the last game. You know, so I think if it would be Cleveland, maybe they can have a trip where he goes from they play game 80 in Miami, game 81 in Cleveland.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
But then you know, I don't know. Do him and Pat Riley have like real beef, or is that like imaginary like internet beef?
No, they don't seem to get along.
Nah, I don't think they get along. Or
yeah, Riley would be like, we don't even want it. Yeah, so. I think the two cities that probably you'll appreciate, you know, I think Cleveland number one at this point, LA number two,
because he's got
so many records and everything he would have set, even though he has more chips in Miami, but you know, you'll have, you know, all the records and milestones. Plus if Bronny's still on the team, you know, his kid will be in that, you know, the whole family, you know, I think, you know, shoot, at this point, he's been a Lakers second only to Cleveland. Right now he's, you know, he's hurt, you know, he's chilling, he's dropping relationship advice on podcasts, man. LeBron's living it up.
What was that, Kyle?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He told his financial advisor he would break his legs if something happened with.
Well, that was interesting.
Yeah, you know, he said the homies they wash out for these ruthless women out here. You know, these women ain't playing. I'm like, LeBron, you're really. I'm like,
what's going on? LeBron?
He might have had some Lobos and Savannah ain't there. He feeling a little good.
What is going on, LeBron?
Might go get some people in trouble.
Man, what is going on? He ain't even dying the beard right now.
Did you see?
Philly, these podcast mics gonna get some people in trouble.
Did you see all the smoke that Aisha's getting?
Yeah, I did see that.
I mean, it to me, that's two things. Number one, a lot of folks just don't like her.
Mm-hmm.
And so she could say today is Tuesday, and someone would be like, man, shut up. It's your embarrassing step. We know it's Tuesday. You know, but it, to me, it goes back to these podcast mics. Mm-hmm. I mean, people get in front of these microphones and just start feel the need to reveal all. Like, hey, I felt this, you know, then it gets clipped up. I'm surprised at the level of vitriol she's getting. I'm like, not just from men, but from some women. They're like, she stayed embarrassed and Steph. I'm like, Steph seemed to like her.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
I mean, you got Steph going and Killer Mike over her. Yeah. And, you know, and Killer Mike apologized. He was like, man, I was high.
As he should. Talking about Steph, like, everything was fair game. And that's, well, except what Killer Mike initially said. But everything after that was fair game, man. Steph defending his wife. Killer Mike saying, you know what, I stand down. My bad, big dog. Like,
thing is, you know, for you to, I think part of it is so many people like Steph. You know, but to you get into the whole she's in, I'm like, if he like it, why we care? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I'm like, well, he deserves this. I don't know what Steph deserves at home, but he seems pretty happy with Aisha. Right. You know, and she, you know, and, you know, just she seems to be, you know, the louder one in the relationship in terms of like the, you know, what she says publicly. But some of the stuff people say, I'm like, chill. I'm like, you ain't got to live with her. You ain't got to live with them. Right. But people are just weird like that. Like,
sorry, guys. League's fixed. I witnessed it with my own eyes.
You know, like I said, she has said some things that I can understand why people are irked by her. But I just don't care. I mean, there are very few athletes where I'm like, wow, I wonder what his wife is up to. Like, I just don't care. And I mean, I don't say that like as a diss or like, diss to her or anybody, you know. It's just I don't care. If she want to go on 100 podcasts and talk, I don't care. It's not like she's going to go in there. What's she going to do, go in there? And I don't know, it's just weird because people are like really mad at her.
Yeah,
but then again, people were mad at a rumor that Vanessa Bryant was dating. Like, how could she?
People, it's like people be worried too much about stuff that isn't their own business.
Yeah, I'm like you know what, if like I said, maybe, you know, I remember it happened with Doug with Jackie. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, well, their relationship is weird. I remember back in the day, Marty Mack told me, he said, man, you don't know what, you know, he said, you don't know people's personal lives. You know what? Maybe that's their state thing. You know what? So what? Why do y'all even care? Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're like, I feel bad for Doug. Jackie seems like, you feel bad for Doug. Did Doug say he was getting beat up or something? Like, why do y'all feel? I'm like, you hear some of the weirdest stuff in the public.
Yeah. I said this last year. Get me a Jackie 10 times out of 10. Give me someone who rides with me. I feel bad for Doug.
She be on TV. I'm like, I've known Doug. I ain't never heard Doug complain once.
Not once. Mm-hmm.
I ain't never seen Doug walk around looking sad about. You know, and then, you know, like I said, with the internet, though, people start their stupid rumors and all that. I mean, it's weird. I'm like, the obsession with people's personal lives has gotten a little bit out of hand. But I think a good start would be for people to stop going on these podcasts, having like liquor, and then talk about their personal business. Like, having a few, like, I don't know what LeBron was on with that, the ruthless women and people in the locker room be talking. I said, see, Bron, you edging toward that D'Angelo Russell era.
put the LeBron Hennessy down.
The host probably like, LeBron, you want to cut this out? Big dog. Lobos. No, leave it in.
Yeah, all of a sudden, LeBron was like, I hear them talking about it. Of course, it ain't him. I hear these guys talking. These women out here, you know, man, that's why I'm like, man, just keep people, just keep your private lives private. You know, just post a happy, like your happy holiday picture. And keep, we don't need any more relationship advice out there.
Hey, Jay, real quick. Are you going down to Berkeley to see the hoodie this weekend?
No. I just have no, I still struggle with the Cal ACC thing. Like, he's lost to Duke. I'm like, why are you playing? Why are they playing Duke? I'm like, oh yeah. Like, I'm still bitter. I ain't gonna lie. I'm still bitter about this whole PAC, whatever it is, ACC, whatever, you know, UCLA players quit on Deshaun Foster. And then all of a sudden they know how to play football. I don't like any of it. I mean, you know, I got to watch the former Cal quarterback go win at Oregon in a Big Ten game. Yeah. I'm just like, I'm over all of it. I don't really care. I'm like, you know, it looks like things are going at North Carolina how everyone assumed they would go.
Well, it just dawned on me to make this worse. Like, there's going to be a very interesting conversation if the Tar Heel season keeps going the way that it's going, mm-hmm. and the Patriots season keeps going the way that it's going. Because mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Tom Brady already put a stamp on his career. Now he's making Now this is all making Bill Belichick look awful.
Facts.
Because Drake May looked like an unusable player mm-hmm. last year.
Now he looks next.
Here. But now look at him. I don't know what's going on with that, you know. Yeah, I mean, but it was weird from the jump. I mean, mm-hmm. when the coach's girlfriend is like a year older than the quarterback, I mean, it just was weird from the start, you know. When I, you know, the whole idea that you can't mention the Patriots around there—that's
so weird, man.
Yeah,
Bill Belichick's energy is weird.
Well, ACC though,
always has been.
Duke women coming to California this year. Well, Stanford and California, but I'd rather see him play Stanford.
It's weird. Shout out to my homegirl Marianne Jones, though. She went to North Carolina.
So I did. We have a few minutes. I did want to reference that Marianne Jones is one of the most fascinating individuals, I think, in sports over the last, you know, 20 some odd years, with everything that went on with her track career. Then she went on to play in the W. I think she played for Tulsa, if I remember correctly, right? The Tulsa Shock, and she was all right. Mm-hmm. What was your conversation with her like?
It was great. I mean, she like exudes this like over. Nothing but have like a fake positivity about their persona. She has this positivity that does not feel fake at all. Mm-hmm. And I asked her. I was like, "Why?" But I basically asked her, "Why are you so happy?" Like you have every reason to still be bitter, mm-hmm. you know, but it was a great conversation. You know, she's a Southern California person. I talked about how when I was in high school, she was the only person who would beat Long Beach Poly consistently. Like it would be like Poly had to all, you know, cause she was going to win the one, the two and anchor a relay and all that. So yeah, it was great talking to her. You talked a lot about, you know, her, you know, motherhood and how she's kind of on this now, she, you know, on this path now post kind of the hiatus she took from the public, you know, kind of focus on family and getting herself right. And now she's, you know, like the most, you know, kind of like a, you know, she's a speaker. She trains people like as a trainer. And I talked to one of her clients of the, she trains, and they said that what Marion has to realize is that you can't ask everybody mid conversation. What do you do for your workout? They're like, everyone is like, because they automatically figure I can't do what Marianne Jones does for a workout. Mm. But you know, Mary, yeah, she's 50 now, which is crazy, which means I'm not that far from 50. you know, but she talks about, you know, talked about her family. You know, she has a son in college who now he's at Arizona State now. You know, talked about how her daughter is still in high school, but her daughter had no idea why mom was a big deal. Like they went to Belize and they said, she's like, mom, why would they name a stadium after you? She's like, they're like, your mom was pretty, she was pretty good back in the day. And it's also just crazy too. You know, in the whole Balco thing, she's the only athlete who did any prison time.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's
you know, when I asked her, I said, are you even a little bit bitter that of all the people implicated across all those sports, the black woman is the one who went to jail? Like all these people got implicated, all these athletes, and it was just you. And it's because you lied, and they all lied.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No one was like, yeah, I'm on the stuff. And it's just a crazy world now. I think people nowadays view the whole PED thing completely differently. And not that they think cheating is okay, but it doesn't have the, I don't feel the same moral judgment on people that you felt 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like back then it was like you were the scum of the earth because you wanted to run faster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, how dare you try to run? Now it's like everyone's taking a drug for something now.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of hope that not just with her, a lot of those athletes get some grace and get a chance to not be like marred with the whole idea of you were a cheater. Like you know what? A lot of them just didn't get caught.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, especially in baseball.
Yeah, I'm like, let Barry, let them all in the Hall of Fame. This is stupid, let them all in. I make your Hall of Fame is stupid without Barry Bonds.
Facts.
Agreed.
Facts. Jay, we appreciate you as always. Thank you, my friend. And hey, good luck the rest of the series, Jason.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Good luck the rest of the series.
Why would you do that?
Kenny's ready. And by the way, I think I tweeted it. I need y'all to Photoshop Kenny in front of the Raiders store for me.
Don't.
Oh, that won't be hard. Dr. David, you heard the assignment.
Stop listening to David.
I had it on Twitter. Yeah, we need to get the Infinity Stone of his favorite store. We got Lakers.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Go get Raiders.
Goodbye, Jason. Goodbye. We'll see you later. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Jason Jones of The Athletic right there. Kyle Mattson says our show is over. We'll be back tomorrow. Make sure you tap in as we get ready for Kings Clippers beginning at 10 a.m. with the Insiders here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Vamos, Brewers!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.